Pep and City leave Porto empty-handed. Ancelotti leaves Everton for Madrid. And Trent leaves Middlesbrough with an injury. This is in a plain repair.
Hold on to the alliteration.
You're listening to In Our Plane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unbelievably thin on the ground in terms of podcast, podcasters, football podcast, anywhere on the internet. Joining me today to discuss, well, we've got so few people, but so much to discuss, but he's up to the job, I think. The only one of us who's got psychological expertise, Jasper Khawaja. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here. It's one of the few.
And the other half of the two who make up the few would be our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog and confined to his home at this time.
Oh, it's true. Good to be here despite my isolation.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. Well, what we need to start off by doing is reviewing our season predictions. Well, we don't have to start with that if you don't want to.
No, we can. I think I did very badly.
Okay, yeah, we're going to do Prem, European Cup final, and then the Euros is the order of the show. So if you're interested in the Premier League, tune out and tune back in 10 minutes. Right, so let's just jump straight into it. Johnny, who did you think were going to win the league when you predicted?
I have no idea, and I couldn't find my notes, so I didn't know if you had that sort of
time. I managed to find them.
You found them, okay, good.
For that. You said, in fact, what we could do is, having said that, is we combined all of our predictions at the beginning, and we got the official in-air plane repair.
All right.
Prediction. How did you do that?
Mathematics.
Really? I think I remember Otto really pulling all of our predictions around.
I gave every team a score out of 20 and then based on what you said they were going to predict and then gave it an average. So in first place, we had Man City.
We are good.
So we did that. We saw Man City were a good team. But Johnny, you put... you put Chelsea. Oh no, you put City as first as well. You put City as first. Jasper, you put City as. Why did you put City as first?
Well, every year, most people get it wrong. So last year, most people said City and it was Liverpool. This year, most people said Liverpool. So it had to be City. Simple. Yeah, say no more.
I also think these predictions were just off the news that Messi was definitely coming to City.
True.
I think that swayed it slightly.
Oh, I miss those days.
Yeah.
So they're going to come, although there's no links to the Prem now, are there? He's still linked with leaving, but...
I think he's signed a new deal now, I think.
I don't think so. He's just out of contract at the moment. But he's waiting.
I tell you what, I think we all put City as first.
Did we?
Yeah, we all put them as first. I mean, yeah, they were the best team in the league. You can't really argue with that, can you? The table never lies. All right, just quickly move on, boring, to second place. Johnny, you put Chelsea in second place. So?
I mean, yeah, turned out better than probably was looking around Christmas, but
as a pod, we put Chelsea in fifth place.
I must have thought that Tuchel was coming in earlier. I think that must have been my issue.
We also did a first sacking, didn't we? And I think Lampard was quite high, or he was definitely discussed.
First sacked,
yeah, at some point.
If only I made a note of that. We put Liverpool in second place. We obviously didn't foresee their fall from well that little period.
Did we get the top four correct then?
Okay, yeah. So did we get the top four? We put City, Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal. Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Why do we put Arsenal in there?
I think Otto put them second.
Otto put them as second.
Yeah. That's Johnny, why. That would have boosted them up.
Johnny, you put them as fifth.
Well, I had faith in Arteta, you see.
But I think I had them fifth or something.
You had them fifth, Jasper, as well. Luke had them fifth. So that's really embarrassing for us.
We blame Otto.
He'll be joining us at a later date in the pod, and we'll be able to explain his...
He'll have to defend himself.
He will.
Outrageous. Arsenal second.
Yeah. So really, we kind of predicted the top four. It's not that hard, is it? Do you know what I mean? Who do we have to go down? West Ham. We had to go down. Brighton. To go down. And Villa.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
In my defence, I think I put Fulham and Sheffield United.
Okay.
And I just put Sheffield United because I hate them, not because I thought it would happen. But it turned out all right, didn't it?
Yeah, that is true. Johnny, you put Fulham to go down as well.
Otto again. He put them like eight or something.
Yeah.
He's messing up. Collective.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a team game. It's a team game. So.
We should have had median results, not a mean.
Well, maybe next season. Next season we can have median results. I think that's fine. You know, there's other than that, it's not much to discuss there. We'll attack Otto when he comes back. Let's move on to the Champions League final. What was going on with Pep's selection there at the beginning? Did he over Pep again himself?
Well, I keep saying this, that he overthought it. And it made me think, I don't know whether I've overthought this, but he constantly makes these crazy selections anyway, doesn't he? Or big, bold decisions. And he went for it. And it didn't work. But it makes me think, he's always going to be thinking, how does he know when to stop? Maybe he underthought it. Had he considered all these tiny things? I think what he didn't get right was, in a Champions League final at the biggest stage, you can't switch it up too much because of the pressure element. And he didn't account for that. So they were all twitchy at the start. And they weren't in their normal positions. And then it kind of all crumbled
from there. I guess you're right in that. Yeah, we don't know how much he's thinking about
a boring game against Fulham.
Maybe he underthought this. But is it not always the case that it gets to the big game, the semi-finals, the finals, and everyone's looking on BBC Sport, they see the lineup and they go, he's over-pepped it again.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but then it also... Back in Barca days, he used to do this kind of thing. I think for the first time he ever did his false nine, it was like Messi in like a Champions League semi against Madrid. So that's like the biggest stage, but it worked perfectly. And I just think
that's okay.
He doesn't account for players being not at Xavi, Iniesta, Messi level and just being, you know, if you're not there or you're not used to the big games, like they probably won World Cups at that point. It's different with humans.
Humans.
Sterling.
Johnny, as a human,
Sterling. You're putting a below, well, Sterling.
Oh, low human, were you going to say?
No, I didn't follow through with that.
Johnny, surely just, you know, as a fan, you just want to see the best team, the best players on the pitch. And when you saw that lineup, did you think those are the best players on the pitch?
Well, yeah, I mean, as a fan, that was annoying. It is annoying. But it's because it does keep happening. The lineup comes out and you're like, I don't think that's going to work. And then it doesn't work. But, yeah, I don't know. I get Jasper's point about, is it too much thinking? I don't know. Like, why would you change it with Sterling, who has not been in good form? playing in a kind of new position and not playing.
I think we never got to see this. I think his plan was Sterling to stretch Reece James back and then to be more space for Foden to like pull into those gaps around there and pick it up. But Reece James clearly wasn't afraid of Sterling's pace. You know, they nearly got caught out once, you know, when Sterling nearly went through. They didn't. They still held quite a high line at times, or were quite brave. They weren't afraid of Sterling, basically. And then Mahrez was far too much inside, so there was no outlet on the right. It was, yeah, it didn't really work.
Go on, John.
Well, I was just thinking, because you can never really change it, but it seemed to not be working early on. And then you do think, surely you could just change it before the first half, before the goal goes in. But no managers really do that.
Mourinho might do that.
Mourinho might.
Yeah. I guess they have lost twice to Chelsea prior to that. So he's probably thinking, what can I do differently, you know, to avoid losing again? But it was just like the semi-final they played against.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 1-0?
It was, but also a completely different team, I think. It was like 10 changes from the game before.
So maybe we don't want... Let's not talk about Pep then, over-pepping. We need to give more credit to Tuchel, Johnny. I mean, you know, you said you foresaw him coming to Chelsea and being a success. I mean, good is Thomas Tuchel?
He does seem to be a bit of a genius, doesn't he? He really has turned it around. And the game plan, as much as maybe Pep messed up, went completely how they wanted it to go. And go 1-0 up and then just sit back and absorb it all. Because, yeah, he's done pretty well.
We talk about this often, Jasper, you know, the new manager bounce. You know, you look at players like Rudiger. In September, people were thinking, Rudiger. And now they're thinking, Rudiger, wow! How is it possible, you know, from a player to go from... I mean, is it really all down to Frank Lampard not telling his defenders where to go? What's going on?
I think probably Lampard was always a bit out of his depth. And last year, there wasn't as much pressure. And so it looked probably quite good. But then he had loads of money to spend. And then when it wasn't looking good, and he had a few little chances. But then when he went, still a lot of fans were annoyed. And there were the rumours about Rudiger leading that. Did you see that? That he was one of the ones that had spoken to people higher up and said, tell them to get rid of Pardon. There was someone else as well, I can't remember who. Anyway, yeah, he's getting quite a bit of abuse from like Chelsea fans, but now Rudiger.
Wow, Rudiger.
Yeah, solid as anything.
Yeah.
And then also you do just have Kante.
Yeah.
And he is ridiculously good at just, especially in those games, at just stopping another team. And he did it against Madrid as well. And it just throws.
But how can one man stop an entire team?
Well, you know, just watch him go.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, you got the feeling with Lampard that he was just didn't really know where to put players. Like every week it was kind of, I'll put him here instead of there, and then put him this week there and that week there.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I would do if I was on Football Manager, you know?
Yeah. Whereas Tuchel, you can clearly see the plans, can't you? Even though like Werner's continue to miss chances every week, he knows that his runs are so good for the team, of just stretching teams or dragging out defenders for other people. So he keeps playing him, and which has built his confidence as well.
He must be the most offside person ever. It's like an offside goal every game.
Yeah.
Johnny, Pep, City unlucky, you know, De Bruyne going off. Would that have changed anything?
Oh, that was sad times. I mean, they are unlucky because they had the chances. I think, they easily could have scored. But then again, they only had one shot on target, I think, in the end. So I don't think you can say they're unlucky in the end.
No. Comprehensively beaten, I would say. I mean, not like beaten, you know, not in the sense that if you lose 4-0, you're comprehensively beaten, but they were never close to winning.
Yeah. It's like a boxing fight when you lose on points, but you're never close to knocking them out.
Unanimous points decision.
So what needs to happen next year for the City team to win the Champions League? Does it have to be Harry Kane? England captain Harry Kane to Man City? Do you want to see it, Johnny?
I don't really want to see it because I feel like they'll win everything. But if I was a Man City fan, I would definitely want to see it. I mean, I've also seen something about teams in their first Champions League finals have lost for ages. I don't know when the last one was, but so I don't know if just being there this time will make a difference next time if they've got some players that have been through.
But then you say that, but this Chelsea team, for a lot of these, it must be the first final for all of these players. Quick, if I think about that.
It's true. Yeah, Thiago Silva, maybe?
Maybe Thiago Silva.
Has he been in the final?
He played last year, actually, in the final, but he lost. There you go.
Well, he went off injured, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually. None of the players.
Man. But I do know what you mean. As a team, like this, you know, the kind of mythical bubble around the team. Like, for example, Spurs, everyone knew they were going to lose because that's just what Spurs do.
Yeah. Well, they and all those players, Liverpool players, had been in the final.
Yeah.
Last year.
So. Sounds like a good theory.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens next time.
So, Jasper, you know, you've coached a team. Although, in fact, you don't currently coach a team, whereas Johnny, you do.
No, you don't. Well, so COVID, you know, stops my coaching.
But
career.
Okay, you've both coached a team. Where would you play as a manager? I'll come to you, Jasper. Where would you play Harry Kane? Like, how do you incorporate Harry Kane into that Man City team? What?
I think he works quite well because the way Spurs have been playing him, he drops quite deep this year. And actually, that's what Pep often asks strikers to do, is come deep, like 10 yards.
10 years.
10 years behind. 5 yards off the base. 10 years off the base. Drop back a little bit and then find those pockets and then find... And his passing has improved a lot this year.
His passing, is it? But can he press like Pep needs him to press?
Probably. He's had his ankle troubles, hasn't he?
Oh,
but like they don't have, they're not all like quick. They just work hard. Like Bernardo Silva is not exactly quick, but he just works very hard. So he'd probably just get him doing that kind of thing.
Mm.
Aguero's never been amazing at pressing.
No. Johnny, as a fan, you know, with Spurs this season, you're thinking Kane out. That really is the end. But now Conte in, Kane stays?
Maybe. Oh, do you think Kane's... I think Kane's got to be gone, surely.
But if you're Conte, don't you think you'd... I'd only come to Spurs if... I wouldn't...
Well,
if Kane was on the way out.
Conte seems... He's a weird one because he's just won the league with Inter and then left because he was saying... I think they're going to sell some players, aren't they? So he's angry. He's gone to Tottenham, where they don't have
any money.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Mm. Although maybe they will now they sell Kane. They might have loads. I don't know. I mean, maybe apparently Kane quite likes he quite liked under Mourinho. Apparently, he likes working hard and stuff. And Conte's really going to get him all working hard.
Mm.
But I feel like once you've made the decision to leave, you probably
just... Did you not see that Gary Neville interview where he said that he wasn't saying that he was going to leave, but he wasn't saying he was going to stay.
Was that when they were playing golf together?
That was when they were playing golf. Yeah.
As cryptic as that is, I think that means he's going to leave.
Alright, where do we go from here? I've got a quick fire. It's not really a game, it's more of a way to start a conversation, and it's called of the season. So I just say a thing,
okay.
and you've got to say you're of the season. So Jasper,
best of the season.
What?
Never mind.
No, not best. no, could be
best of the
could
season.
Could be worse.
Jasper, player.
Player of the season is Diaz.
Oh wow. Why?
Yeah. The City defence was completely different, wasn't it, to previous years? And I think partly tactics have been a bit deeper, but also they wouldn't be able to do it without him. He made Stones good. Remember how bad Stones was?
Stones was appalling. Otto.
Hello.
Player.
How's it going?
Player.
Mahrez.
Oh, interesting.
Good shout. Good shout.
Of the season. Your player of the season.
A player of the season. Maybe.
Not a player. The player.
Oh, well, it's got to be either Jude Bellingham.
What? Oh.
Oh, we're going abroad.
He's English. He plays in the Premier League, doesn't he? Mm.
Wow. No, he plays for Bayern.
No, I think he plays in
the plays for Dortmund.
Oh, that's
plays
the
for
one.
Dortmund, you idiot.
Right.
17 years old. Storm in the league.
Okay.
Yeah, Jude Bellingham.
Good shout, good shout. Well,
thank you very much.
It's quite similar to maybe the next category, Johnny, young player.
Young player. It's got to be the young Phil Foden, I think.
Oh.
We've been raving about Phil Foden for years. If you go back to our early pods.
Oh, yeah, we have been.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, we are right to, because what a player.
But does he still count as young? He's 21.
No, he's like 19, isn't he?
21.
No, I think he just turned 21.
I'd say that counts as young.
I'm starting to worry that he's not actually going to be as good as we all want him to be.
Ooh.
Because, you know, like when Rooney was 18, how good Rooney was. Foden needs to, for me, there's just not enough goals there yet, you know?
Foden has the tutelage of Pep Guardiola.
Sterling has that as well. Look what's happened to him.
It's true.
Sterling was amazing. Sterling's really good now.
No.
He did improve. He did improve, and now he's just getting
so
worse
much.
Again.
But now he can't score again.
Yeah, but that's because of Foden. Foden's taken his position.
I think Foden is going to be a good player.
Foden's the most aesthetically pleasing player I see, I reckon. Young player. If I gave you this, if the category was aesthetically pleasing young player, then you could have that.
See, I want to say Jack Grealish, but he's definitely not young. But he still feels young.
He feels young.
He does.
Come on, he does feel young.
How young?
It's like Lingard. Him. Lingard feels young.
Phil Walcott still feels young.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Jasper, manager.
Bielsa. Come on, it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun them being out. And they sustained it for the whole season. You know, we kept having goal, but they're going to break down at some point. How can humans run this much?
Was it one of you who sent me the graph of the sprints?
Yeah, I sent you the graph. Anything Bielsa related, I probably sent.
Yeah, can you just explain that graph for our listeners who unfortunately are not in our WhatsApp group?
Yeah, let me get it up.
I'm not sure that
are, yeah.
So on the y-axis we've got average team number of sprints P900, and on the x-axis we've got average team sprint distance P900 in meters. And basically what you got is you got in your bottom left, you got your Burnleys, you got your Wolves, you got your Evertons, you got your West Hams. And then as we slowly move further to the right, we got, well, now top right of the big mass, we got your Chelsea's, your Southamptons, your Liverpool's. And then you move about, I would say about 30 centimetres to the right, maybe a metre up. Yeah,
how,
on my laptop.
How zoomed in are you?
Can you not give us a value? Give us a value.
A value of high. High.
Doesn't it say how many sprints and stuff they're doing?
Yeah. Loads. Absolutely loads.
You might have been statistician expert.
No, I'm emotions. I changed
and,
to emotions.
And stats.
I was actually going to propose a new title for me, but I was obviously wasn't here at the beginning.
Phil, you never got your proper introduction.
Yeah. I'm actually now also, I consider myself a bit of a cryptocurrency hot dog. Don't think hot dog's a term.
You've coined it now.
So you can call, I was kind of thinking I could start a segment on like Otto's dissection of the cryptocurrency market.
How is that football related?
It's not, but like, so, I feel like the viewers might be into it. I think cryptocurrency is in the future.
Emotion, statistical expert, and cryptocurrency hot dog. Otto, welcome to the pod.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Johnny, who's your manager? Oh, we've done manager. Who's your signing of the season?
Oh, signing of the season. Thing is, there weren't really any big signings, were there? Because it was all COVID. Well, can you do from the summer?
Yes.
Was he a signing?
He was summer, yeah. Oh, I think you could do summer.
We'll go with Diaz then.
Oh, well, he was player of the season as well.
Lingard, that's got to be the signing of the season.
Yeah.
We got there.
Yeah, nice. No, I can't argue with that. Otto, who's your flop of the season?
Who did Sheffield United buy from Liverpool?
Not Bruce. That's something. Yeah, he's only a young lad. That, that could really knock his confidence.
Zero assists could knock his confidence as well.
I was also thinking the Sheffield United squad, I was kind of thinking they're probably quite racist, is my opinion. I feel like he probably had to deal with quite a lot of racism.
Okay, before I accuse you of baseless accusation. Do you want to explain yourself?
No, there's just like a lot of white people, isn't there? Like, they're basically like all white. And I kind of feel like probably they're racist.
So you're saying he's the only white...
Where white people exist, racism exists.
Exactly. Like, obviously, they don't think they're racist, but they're probably...
Brewster does.
They didn't give him a lot of... What's the word?
Service. Yeah. I think there's probably some racial undertones to that lack of service.
Okay.
It's not just that they're shit. Let's not get too political.
This is a football podcast, remember?
But he was wearing that donkey. Who's that lump that they have up front that can barely move?
Yeah. I knew. Not McGoldrick.
No.
The other guy. The ginger guy. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why he doesn't start anymore. The ginger guy.
McBurney. He's the one that slapped some kid on the street recently.
What did he do? He slapped a kid on the street.
Yeah, there was a video. He's Scottish, and a Scottish kid just went up to him, but was kind of filming it, and he just whacked him to the ground.
How old's the kid?
Teenagers.
And completely unrelated. What ethnicity was the kid?
I think they were white.
Right.
Think. Can't be sure.
Otto, what was your? Did I just ask you a question about flop? Yeah.
Flop. Yeah.
Jasper, what was your goal of the season?
Goal of the season. Can someone just shout out some good goals?
Alisson.
Header.
Alisson. Cavani.
Was Son this season?
No, that was last season.
That Cavani one was good. Any other insane goals?
Really?
I can't really remember.
A bad year for good goals.
Yeah, but have we just forgotten them?
I feel like there were so many goals at the beginning of the season.
Both those two were pretty recent.
Oh, yeah, the season started in that crazy way.
Yeah, and we were getting like 5-3 every game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Were there any goals you remember this season?
It's just recency bias. Every year it's recency bias, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like that Cavani goal will probably win it.
Johnny, let's have your... Wait, did I just ask you a question, Johnny, what's your moment of the season?
Moment of the season?
Great question.
Probably, I suppose, at the moment, it has to be a single instance.
I
you can't just say...
Interpret it how you want.
moments of time and space.
Game in a row losing at Anfield or whatever that was. Nice. Pretty crazy.
Nice. Six, actually.
To Fulham, right?
Six to eight games lost.
No. Yeah, that was pretty incredible. Five.
Yeah. Did you lose to us?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Before we move on to the big Euro 2020, but it's actually Euro 2021 simulator.
Have we done our whole team of the season?
No.
Whole team of the season?
We need to ask you. We were looking at our joint table.
Yeah, you ruined our table.
You ruined it. You put Arsenal second. Do you want to just explain why you put Arsenal second?
I just thought, like, what's the point of making a prediction if you're just going to do the boring fucking... That you got to throw some wild cards in there. AKA Cardiff getting promoted and relegated. In the same season.
Oh, you had Cardiff bottom.
Fucking wild. Imagine if that happened. You would have blown your fucking minds.
That was a big one.
But yeah, no, I just thought, I don't know, you're going to have to throw some shit in there. Because
there's no thinking behind it.
Well, there was thinking. Obviously, I tried to think of the teams that could be surprised. It could be a bit dark horsey. But it's just like, if you predict Man City to win the league, Man United to come second, or Chelsea or
you
whatever.
You predicted Man City to win the league.
Yeah, right. Well, obviously, if I want to be right, I can be. But I'm just saying it's boring to be right. That's what I'm saying. But I don't get any joy from Man City winning the league and me predicting that.
Liverpool is third.
I put Liverpool as third.
Nobody put Liverpool as third, apart from Johnny.
Apart from me.
That's right. They finished third in the end.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, 69 points.
Where did I put Leicester?
I get so much joy from that, getting it right.
Yeah. Johnny will continue to win, Otto, and you won't. Otto gets pleasure from it.
You put Leicester as 10th.
Fair. swap Leeds and Leicester, and you've got the actual.
Okay, yeah, we could do a team of the season. I mean, that's a good idea before we move on. Otto, you can start it off because it's your idea. So we'll start with the goalie first.
With the goalie.
Yeah.
So. Who's got
a quick fire?
All right. the Chelsea goalkeeper, I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
Mendy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Jasper, right back.
I'm going to say that Leeds guy, Ayling, because he's quite old, but he's another one. He can run all day, and I think he was with them in League One.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me.
So, okay, yeah, all right. Johnny,
just for not making sense. Yeah. Right back.
That question from the guy, he's just said, like, I deliberately get it all wrong.
Johnny, right-sided centre-back.
Diaz plays on the left, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, if you're on the right side of centre-back, do you want a right footer or a left footer? You want a left footer on the right side and a right footer on the right side? On the left side?
No.
Other way around.
What about Rudiger? Where's Rudiger play?
What about Nat Phillips? Where does Nat Phillips play?
It doesn't matter too much on the sides. I'll go with Rudiger.
All right.
Rudiger.
Yeah. Otto, who you put on the other side then?
Anderson.
Is that the Fulham guy?
Yeah. Sick.
No, don't mess it up, man.
He's sick. Actually, I should have put fucking Areola in goal. Anderson's sick.
Okay. Are we doing 4-4-2?
Sorting our defence out, mate.
Are we doing 4-4-2? Are we doing 4-4-2?
Obviously, we're British.
3-5-1-1.
What's he doing 4-4-2?
Okay. Jasper.
What formation does Sean Dyche do? We fucking do that.
What about Roy
Hodgson? Are we going to have a moment to celebrate Roy Hodgson's career?
That could be the moment of the season.
We should have a moment.
At the end of the pod, we'll have like... everyone gets to say their bit.
like it's Roy Hodgson's funeral. Yeah. We're all going to say poems.
Jasper, just a midfielder then. A midfielder.
No, what about left back? Left back.
Okay. Yeah, that's a point. Left back. Cancelo, he plays left back, doesn't he? Sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, all right, Johnny, you go to the midfield then.
Kante.
Oh, that's good. That's my one.
All right.
Nice one, though.
Yeah, put another one in.
Midfield. The thing is, I actually don't rate him, but Fernandez.
You don't rate him?
No.
You'd have to put, you'd have to send him.
But he's your favourite midfielder of the year.
You had a choice of every midfielder and you picked one you don't rate.
But you know, it's like, yeah.
Do you think he's overhyped?
Well, I just think, like, you know, like Fernandez, Harry Kane, Mahrez, to name a few, are the type of players who just look shit but do really well, and so you have to respect the fact they do well, but they're actually quite shit. Like when they're
Fernandez
on the ball,
looks good and is good.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay, but even so, you're putting him in.
Yeah, because he does good. He does good.
Okay.
Like Harry Kane's in the season, would have been in team of the season last season, but I still think he looks shit.
Okay. Jasper, try and pick someone who is good and you think is good and looks good.
Yeah.
For a midfielder.
Midfielder. Can we play three in midfield? Because I think he needs to be in. Gundogan. Because I thought he held them together in that little period. Kevin got injured.
Okay. Gundogan. Okay. I'll allow it. So, Johnny, we're doing 4-3-3 now, I guess.
Oh, we don't have to. We could do a 4-5-1.
Lopsided 4.
Well, name a player then. Name a player.
I feel like Fernandez could be playing false nine even.
Who was good this year? Oh, let's put Lingardinho in there.
Let's put Lingardinho. Yeah. Did you call him Lingardinho?
Oh, I'm fluent in Portuguese. I don't know if you know that.
Lingardinho.
Can I put someone in?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, Thomas, go for it.
What position though?
Whatever you want.
At the moment, we've got like column.
All I wanted to put in was Nat Phillips.
So we've
now got a 5-3.
You can never have too many central players.
What if it's the last minute of the game and you chuck Nat Phillips up top?
Yeah, why would you have he's tiny. Why
Nat
would you
have Phillips.
No, Nat Phillips is a monster. What are you talking about?
So it's the final minute and we've chucked Fernandez, Lingardinho and Nat Phillips.
Nathaniel Phillips.
Oh, Nathaniel Phillips. Wait, I'm thinking of the Leeds guy.
No, I'm thinking about the Liverpool centre-back.
But in midfield?
No, he's a defender.
He's striking.
But I'm saying it's the last 5 minutes and it's a final.
Yeah.
And you need a goal, otherwise you're
losing. Or you're just Steve McLaren and you just put David James up front in a normal Premier League match about 60 minutes in.
All that.
But wasn't... Surely Nat Phillips went up for that corner that Alisson scored the header, so wouldn't we rather Alisson?
Okay.
If we're going to do last
minute. On that rationale, I would substitute Nat Phillips off and bring Alisson in.
Okay.
So I
have Alisson up as one of the attacking three.
As one of the attacking three.
I don't know who else are we going to have.
I think we've got too many midfielders now. I think Alisson might be our lone striker.
I think we got too many goalkeepers, I think.
So what, do we put in Kane?
No, not Kane.
Yeah, Kane on the left.
You have to have England captain Harry Kane.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin jumps high.
Did you see how high he jumped yesterday?
I know, he jumped so high. I can explain it for the listeners at home. He literally jumped so high, his feet hit a man in the face.
And he got booked.
And he got booked for it. Madness.
It was a disgrace how he got booked.
No. He just jumped too high. It's not fair.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Alisson, and then who else? Son?
No.
He kind of faded away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did fade.
He did fade away.
Young Phil.
Yeah.
Grealish.
Another attacking centre midfielder in there.
Also, there's no such thing as too many number 10s.
Yeah, it's true.
Tell that to Gareth Southgate, mate.
The Christmas tree formation.
Right, okay, let's get that out of the way and play the moment you've all been waiting for. The UEFA Euro 2020, but it's actually 2021 tournament predictor. Basically, I'm going to take you through the groups. And you're going to tell me where you think the teams are going to finish in the group, and then we'll move on to the knockout
stage. We should go through every single result, and then you work out the group.
Every minute of every game.
Group A, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales, Italy. Otto, you want to just start us off there?
I think surprise, Switzerland top.
Take it seriously.
It's not as serious.
I can see that. I don't think
Italy are fucking shit. They're all fascists.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll put them in fourth place on, like, just morally.
What's fourth place? First place? Well, oh, the fascists.
The fascists.
How are we doing this? Is it like one person does a whole group? Or?
Oh, I'm doing the whole group.
Okay, yeah. We can jump in.
Switzerland, Italy.
Wales bottom.
Switzerland, Italy, whatever the other team is.
Turkey.
And then okay. Wales, yeah. Turkey fascists as well, but not the people, just the president.
Turkey have got Soinchu at the back.
Not the people.
Yeah, Turkish people are lovely.
Okay. Trying to think about the football side of things. But that's... Yeah, okay. Group B. And you can talk about the teams in like a footballing way as well. Remember, this football podcast. So Group B. Jasper, you started off. Russia, Belgium, Finland.
I'm sorry, I lost the third country there because Otto was joking.
Russia, Belgium, Denmark, Finland.
Belgium top, Russia second.
Remember Finland's education system, Jasper, very progressive.
Yeah, but again, football system, not as progressive. Russia, Belgium.
Russia first.
No. Belgium, Russia first. Belgium, Russia. What were the other two?
Finland. I don't know, Finland.
Russia,
Denmark, country, Denmark third, Denmark, Finland, Denmark, Finland.
Okay.
Denmark were my dark horses in the World Cup when we were.
Okay, Johnny. Yeah. Group C.
They've got Jonas Poulsen and Group Odegaard.
Eriksen.
Does Odegaard play for Denmark?
Yeah. And Jonas Poulsen, and they've got a good centre back. I can't remember.
Group C, Johnny.
Yeah.
Austria. Macedonia, Ukraine, Netherlands.
Well, you'd think Netherlands going to be top. They've got quite a banging team these days. Austria, then Ukraine, and then Macedonia last because they have a population of 12, I think.
Okay. Group D, this is the big important group. Where's Jasper then?
He's here.
Muted himself. Group D, Otto, remember it's football related. Scotland, England, Croatia, Czech Republic.
Okay. What was the third one?
Croatia.
Right, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Croatia, England, the other two.
In what order?
Where is Scotland going to go?
Well, Croatia, England. Then the other two.
Who's
Scotland last? Scotland last. It doesn't matter, does it? Third and fourth is just you're out, right?
No, best place third goes through.
But how are we going to work that out?
We'll work it out.
All right, Scotland.
Okay.
Fourth, Scotland fourth.
What's out of interest, what's the England-Scotland score?
England-Scotland score is 0-0, two red cards.
Oh, who's red?
Robertson... Fucking
takes out
fucking,
Trent.
Yeah, just fucking.
They have a fight.
He's not going to play.
They diagonally. They will be up against each other, won't they? Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Robertson's going to fucking just, I don't know, suplex someone. And then Harry Maguire's just going to fucking elbow and kid in the face.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, Jasper.
Harry Maguire's going to say, down with Scotland's civilization.
That's the one we all want, isn't it? Are Greece even at the tournament?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, that would be.
It's because they've got a really right wing fascist Greece.
Jasper, you get to do Group E: Poland, Spain, Sweden, and Slovakia.
Spain, Poland, Sweden, Slovakia.
Okay.
Poland, because Poland still have Lewandowski, but they've lost. Have they got Pjanic?
No.
They used to have Blaszczykowski and the other guy on the left. They used to be fucking lethal, but.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Who's going to start for Poland? Group F, Johnny, this is the group of death.
Oh, nice.
Portugal, France, Germany, Hungary.
Whoa.
Oh, difficult, jeez. Difficult. I reckon France will go top, then Portugal.
Oh!
Germany in third place.
Okay.
Germany are just about to get that new manager, though, who's fucking sick.
Yeah, but they haven't got him yet, have they?
They have got him, I think. No, they've got him.
No, it's after the tournament.
After the tournament, I think.
Yeah. Oh, they get him after. Fuck, yeah. That's silly.
This is the slightly confusing part now. You've got to pick your four favourite third-place teams. Right. Turkey, Denmark, Ukraine, Czech Republic, Sweden, Germany. Just free-for-all.
Germany.
Okay. They're in a hard group, isn't it?
Czech Republic.
Scotland aren't their fourth. They're fourth.
Sweden,
okay.
Denmark. Just take out Czech Republic.
We got Denmark.
Okay.
We didn't go for Turkey and Ukraine. Okay.
I think that's fair.
We're going to the knockout stage.
Okay. Turkey and Ukraine both have fascist governments.
Now this is how we just got to up the pace here. Jasper, Belgium, Germany. Who wins?
Germany are going to shock Belgium and win.
Okay. All right.
After being third in the group.
So nice.
I don't think Germany winning is ever a shock.
When they're third in the group.
Having had a third place finish.
Yeah, that's fair.
Belgium are favourites, aren't they?
Really?
They got Martinez as manager. He's fucking shit.
Other than France, I think Belgium are like...
Their team is sick.
Yeah, but their team's been sick every tournament for the last like 20 years.
They also have quite an ageing defence, don't they? Like, it is actually just Alderweireld and
Vertonghen.
Yeah. Bring company back as well, I'd say.
Yeah.
And they got Vermaelen as well still playing for them.
No, they don't.
They do. He's in the squad big time.
Wow.
Okay, Switzerland against Austria. Otto, you can do that one.
Switzerland against Austria.
Yeah, round of 16.
They've got a good draw. I guess Shaqiri.
Okay. He's a big tournament player, isn't he?
He is. Okay. He loves it.
France against Denmark, Johnny.
Have to be France.
Okay. England, Poland. Jasper.
Oh, England.
England.
Spain, Czech Republic, Otto.
Spain.
Croatia, Portugal, Johnny.
Oh. Ooh. This is interesting because this is what England would get if they were first.
Yeah.
I reckon,
interesting.
Incredibly interesting. Croatia. No, Portugal got it. Ronaldo has it.
Portugal got it. Ronaldo.
Netherlands against Sweden. Jasper.
You know what? Netherlands aren't that good, are they? Well, maybe they are quite good again now.
They're medium. They're a bit better.
I
think they're still playing Barbel and stuff. Like, they're struggling.
Yeah, they've got De Jong and a few others that are good.
Oh, yeah. And De Ligt.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Van Dijk.
And Donny van de Beek.
No, Van Dijk, though.
No Van Dijk, mate. He's
out. Yeah.
Van de Beek.
So what are you
doing? Alden.
Oh, you want Alden. Yeah.
So we're saying them.
They're going to go.
Who's up front for them?
Ruben Nistelrooy.
They've got a quality team, actually.
Cruyff on the wing.
Bergkamp. Who is their striker at the moment? Dutch striker is what I've Googled. Let's see how that goes.
Oh, that guy used to play for Man United. He flopped.
No.
Yeah.
Jaas van Huntelaar.
On the wing, they have that guy who used to play for a French team. Oh, God.
Depay.
Yeah, Memphis Depay.
Mm. Oh, he's quality. He's going to Barcelona. Yeah.
So they're
going
to be Sweden.
Oh, current German team. What an idiot. So stupid.
Otto, who's going to win out of Italy and Russia?
Oh, he's not going to like the politics here, is he?
No, he's not.
Italy, Russia. Thank you. It's got to be Italy.
Okay. All right. Quarterfinals. Quarterfinals. Germany, Switzerland, Johnny.
Germany will keep the role going, I think.
Okay. This hasn't turned out well for England. Quarterfinal, we got France.
Oh. That's not turned out well.
On Google, they say Luke de Jong is a forward, but he's definitely a midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, that's Frankie de Jong is midfielder. Luke de Jong is a striker.
Oh, that's the one who went to Norwich. Yeah, Frankie.
England, France.
It's got to be England.
Yeah.
England.
Okay, England win. Grealish hat-trick.
Oh, wow. You'd love to see it.
Spain, Portugal.
Oh, that's a game and a half.
Remember, that was the World Cup, that was the 3-3, yeah, wasn't it?
In Portugal, when Ronaldo did score the hat trick.
Mm. Will he do it again, Otto? Will he do it again?
I think no.
Okay.
He won't. Because the only way he can score a hat trick is if we're in Times Square watching it on a big screen.
Good point. He's only ever scored one hat trick, I think, in his time.
Yeah. To be fair, that was a shit free kick.
So you're going for a Spain victory then?
Yeah, I think so. But who
does Spain have good players these days?
Well, who are they going to have in goal? That was my I was just thinking that.
Maybe De Gea.
But De Gea's shit now.
I think it will be De Gea still.
Should I look at the Spanish team?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got no Real Madrid players in the squad. That's the big
deal. Yeah. No Ramos.
Isn't that because Ramos is injured?
Their squad doesn't look very good. But.
And they've got that. Who's the French player? They've got Laporte, which is just weird.
Yeah. That is weird.
Seems weird to me.
Well, he was.
They've got Laporte.
Yeah, he's just changed to be French.
I guess he just couldn't get in the French team, so just decided to be Spanish.
But Laporte's quality.
Yeah, he is, exactly. That's going to be good for them.
And they got Ansu Fati, he's sick.
Is he back? I thought he's been injured or
yeah. Maybe he's still injured. Adama Traore?
How old is Costa? Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Alvaro Morata, probably not going to play him. Thiago, Isco.
Thiago, all right.
That's still a good team.
Is it enough to beat Portugal?
But who have they actually taken?
I reckon Portugal. No one's going to answer this. I reckon Portugal.
Wait, was this me supposed to be answering?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I couldn't remember. Oh, yeah. Spain.
You think Spain?
I'm still trying to find their actual squad.
Don't worry about it. Why are you trying to find the squad?
Squads don't win tournaments, Otto. Feelings about countries do.
Forwards, yeah, they're forward. That's a bad team. I'm going to say Portugal. Mm.
Well, Spain won a World Cup with no striker.
That was because the rest of their team is so stacked. And they did. Torres got a golden boot that tournament with 2 goals and a penalty. Something like that. 2 goals and an assist.
Stats.
With 2 goals and an assist.
Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud, where you can. We haven't really got any new followers for a while, but
we haven't been posting for a while.
Otto, are you aware of these followers we've got who are real, by the way?
No way. What?
Yeah.
Do they respond to stuff?
Well, no, but they actually have their own podcast called the Linesman Football Podcast.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Has Otto not been with us for...
Yeah, for that long. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They post like every week, at least once.
Wow, nerds committed. Fucking nerds. Stop posting every week. You fucking nerds.
Don't scare them off. Don't scare them off.
Get a life. Go outside.
Don't scare them off. They've got 154 followers, but they're following 1,143 people.
Fucking get a life. Your ratio is way off, bro.
Okay. Well, look, if you're listening now, chaps, don't take everything he says seriously. All right.
Yeah, we'll kick him off and we'll have you on.
Yeah.
We've never had a guest.
Yeah,
my stats, we fucking can't.
We can have them as a guest. Okay, Netherlands, Italy, Johnny, court final.
Netherlands, thump 'em.
Ooh, okay. We got to the semis already. Would you believe it's flown by?
Oh, I'm so excited. Who have we got?
Germany. We got Germany.
England.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
England.
Bring back Heskey. Fuck yeah. We need him.
That's going to be a painful day.
Thomas in the sky. My dad actually just got German citizenship today, so I might be a bit conflicted with this one.
So you're the best person to say what's going to happen then?
Yeah, you can see it from both sides. You're not biased in any way.
My head says Germany. My heart says England.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Having knocked out the world champions the round before.
Yeah, that is a good point. If we do beat France, we can beat anyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Because it'd be in France, but it'd be illogical to say that.
Johnny, Portugal, Netherlands.
Oh, Portugal. Portugal are going to smash it. João Félix, hat trick.
I feel like Johnny's had every Portugal.
Yeah, you have had every Portugal game.
Well, yeah, I think I have. No, you had the Spain Portugal.
Oh, yeah, but you basically decided that for me.
Yeah, you got it wrong, though.
Okay, that means, Jasper, you get the final. England, Portugal.
Surely we all get the final. Surely we can discuss this.
I think we know what it's going to be.
It's going to be 0-0.
0-0.
Extra time?
Draw.
Extra time.
0-0.
0-0.
Penalties.
Who's in goal for
England? That would be too stressful.
Pickford.
You're bringing on Dean Henderson, at least. Can I just say, the fact that Ole didn't bring on Dean Henderson in the championship.
Yeah.
That was a crazy penalty shooter, though.
And Portugal's keeper is... They've got someone good, haven't they?
Kepa.
No.
I can tell you.
Who's the Wolves keeper? It's probably him.
They've got David De Gea, Roberto Sanchez, and Unai Simon.
David De Gea is Spanish.
Yeah, what are you on about?
Sorry. I confused the two. Anthony Lopez, Rui Patricio, or
Rui Patricio.
Yeah, Patricio is the most.
They should get Nuno Esperanto as the Portuguese manager.
It's going to be penalty after penalty.
You know, goes on for years.
Grealish stepping up. Grealish, Panenka.
Panenka.
Followed by Foden, who also
another Panenka.
The Foden's Panenka gets saved.
Oh, Foden, what the fuck are you thinking?
Ronaldo waits, of course, for the fifth penalty, but misses.
How does he miss?
Panenka.
At this point, the keepers are just standing in the middle of the goal, not moving. They know, and then Panenka's coming.
Thank God we got Henderson.
So what, then, Henderson wins it? Jordan Henderson?
No. Raheem Sterling steps up.
What, final penalty? Fuck off.
No, not final he's penalty. Captain, we're not captain.
England captain Harry Kane is captain.
We're in sudden death at this point. Sterling's had an awful tournament. He's only come on in extra time. He's missed a sitter as well. Yeah. But he steps up for this penalty. And Sterling puts it in the top corner.
Yeah, England.
Yes!
Wow, won the Euros. Yes.
The pints go flying.
Cool, all right.
Does everyone refill the pints every time for every penalty to throw him up in the air?
Yeah, because that semi-final where we scored in the, what was it, like 3 minutes? full pints everywhere around the world.
Yeah,
around England.
Wait, does that mean we won, or are we still going in Sunday?
Yeah, we won.
I can't wait for that.
Who missed the Portugal?
João Félix, amongst some others. Bernardo Silva also missed Panenka.
I just meant like the sudden death penalty.
Okay, the sudden death penalty was Cancelo.
Is Bruno Portuguese?
Yeah.
Oh, Fernandes. So.
Yeah,
they have a pretty stacked team, actually.
They have an amazing team.
Diaz as well.
Well, they're getting to the final, so they must be good.
And Diogo Jota.
Mm. It's surprising they'd mess up against us, but...
Yeah, Ruben.
Well, it went all the way, Johnny. It went all the way.
That's true.
Yeah. They got fucking Ruben. Oh, but they have still got Pepe in defence. He's a fucking.
They got Ruben Diaz.
Yeah, they got Ruben Diaz and Nuno Mendes.
Yeah, they're really good.
And Semedo.
And Ronaldo.
He's in defence.
He can play anywhere, mate. It's Ronaldo. Have you seen how he can jump?
Is there a quiz this week?
I've got one question. One question only. who's older? Wayne Rooney.
Hey, wait. Is it first person to just shout out?
No, everyone gets a guess. Huh?
I feel like you wouldn't have the question unless it was Fernandinho.
What was the question? Fernandinho or Rooney?
Yeah, he's older.
Fernandinho.
Are you all saying Fernandinho?
Yeah, because Otto's, like you say, he's obviously got this and we're going to spoil his final. Maybe he's going to be
Rooney. Maybe he's really
I'm going to say Rooney.
No, it's Fernandinho.
That facial expression, though, the listeners won't have seen it, but that was quite convincing, Otto. I did doubt myself.
Okay.
Is it time? I've got to head now.
Oh, before you leave, just a quick word on Roy Hodgson.
Yeah,
but also, where are you going for dinner, Jasper?
Coconut Tree?
Oh, nice. That's
right at the bottom of my road.
It's nice.
Is it?
Oh, that's at the bottom of Moral Avenue.
Yeah, it's good. It's all right.
A word on Roy Hodgson. He's given the game so much, especially the Scandinavian game.
Yeah.
And I believe Fulham fans like him.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Great point. Well said.
And just a man of the game.
Jasper, with that, we bid you thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye. And goodbye and thank you to Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson
and all of you. Bye.
Otto. Roy Hodgson.
I just don't know what you can say about a man that's just had such a huge influence on both the game but also our lives. He's taught us so much. About how to win a football match, but also how to win our hearts.
And yes.
How to score the goal of happiness when it comes to fulfilling your life with meaning, and how to get the Wilfred Zaha of our dreams to run down the wing and get a penalty for the Milivojević of our dreams to score that penalty. And Roy Hodgson took us to the Europa League final, and Roy Hodgson has also taken me to the end of
my life.
Diego Forlan may have scored a last minute winner, taking away that glory from Roy Hodgson, but Diego Forlan won't ever score a last minute winner against the way I feel about Roy Hodgson. And that is nothing but love.
Well said. Johnny, as an England fan, what does Roy's service mean to you and to all England fans?
As an England fan, I mean, he was a misunderstood man, really. Because on the surface, Harry Kane taking corners seemed like a stupid idea.
Well, under the surface.
Yeah, but actually, you know, he spurred on a revolution in English football, having lost 1-0 to
Iceland.
To Iceland, from a population of probably less than Oxford. But he was, I guess, he was still liked despite that atrocious display as manager. So yeah, that goes a long way.
It does. Even in defeat.
Even in shocking, embarrassing defeat. He remained unscathed.
Disgusting,
as a man.
Disgusting, embarrassing defeat.
Unforgivable.
It was in fact forgivable.
I guess he made the unforgivable forgivable. That was
good. He did.
He
made
showed
the impossible
us
possible.
What a man.
Our boy Roy. A real one.
Yeah. I got it.